know, again, you know, Jake's been getting in a lot of positions where, you know, there's a lot of, you know, judgment on who's in control of the position, who initiated the position, and, you know, the points started out in his favor, and then they started to look at his opponent having a counter position. You know, it's hard to see, you know, the guy looked like the guy had two hands to pull his head over, and, you know, the official slapped the hand away because you're not, you know, it's just a lot of judgment in these positions, and that's the problem. You gotta stay out of those judgmental positions.
How much do you think of it is the fact that he hasn't wrestled a lot lately? I mean, he's, you know, he's conditioning wise, but just, you know, the fitness that's...
Oh, Jake's in great shape. Yeah, his conditioning level, you know, it has nothing to do with it. He's well prepared. He had a good training camp. He had a lot of practice matches, you know, leading up to this event. You know, that really had nothing to do with it. You know, the bottom line is he was in a lot of positions where he was scoring points, and he was in a position where his opponents were scoring a lot of points. And that's always, that gets real dicey here in an international event like this.
You said he needs surgery.
No, it didn't play a role. I mean, I think it's been a tough year for Jake Herbert. He's dealt with he had a surgery in December, a minor one just to get him to this point. He's going to have a full surgery when he gets back. He dealt with a lot of injuries and, you know, throughout this whole year since last October at the Pan American Games, but it didn't affect the outcome of what happened today.
Okay. Thank you so much, John.
Jake Herbert here.
Yep.
Jake, I was very disappointed.
Yeah, very disappointed. You know, I got Baba Booey'd, and that's all there is to it. You know,
talk about this last match and how they scored that.
You turn a guy, you hold him on his back, and he gets 3 points for it, you know. That's tough for anybody to come back and win. I mean, that's half a tech fall, and they just gave it to him, you know. It's unfortunate, but, you know, I got to take it out of the ref's hands. You know, I thought, I turned him, I held him. He put two hands on my head. It was illegal. They slapped it away, and that's it, and they gave him points. So, it stinks. Very, very unbooey-like.
What about the quarterfinal match? The weird ending to that?
Same thing. You know, I throw the guy for 3 points. They turn around, and all of a sudden the match is done. I don't even have a chance to come back and wrestle. I mean, that's how the sport is, and it's unfortunate that it comes down to that right now. I wish they could find a more fair way for it, but some people are gonna, you know, be on the ref's favor, and some people aren't. You know, and unfortunately, I'm wearing the United States of America, and it's the greatest country in the world, and these guys are all mad about that. So they gotta prove it some other ways. Yeah, it's nice. I'm gonna take some time off, heal up. This isn't the last time I compete. I can't go out like this. You know, I want to come back 2013, 2014, get a gold medal. You know, I got to come away with a title at some point. I'm not. This is my biggest fear, is coming here and just being a participant, and that's unfortunately all I am right now, and it's heartbreaking. It stinks.
Well, you had minor shoulder surgery. Now you're going to have a major one?
Yeah.
Which shoulder?
My left one.
What's the position?
Labrum and bicep tendon. I mean, I've been dealing with it for the last 3 years. It didn't play a part out here. You know, it affected my training a little bit, but I was prepared. I could have won this. You know, you re-wrestle a tournament, and you're going to get a different outcome every single time.
Are you going to return to Ann Arbor and compete, or are you going to go to...
Yeah, I'm going to stay in Ann Arbor. I mean, keep training with Sean. I mean, he got me here. There's no reason why I should have, you know, walked away here without a medal. It's unfortunate, but that's how it goes. You have to deal with it.
You mentioned the next 2 years. Still undecided yet for the next Olympic cycle, Rio?
That's 4 year commitment's really far. I mean, that's too hard to say. I'm going to take it year by year from now. But mentally, I'm not done. I'm not happy with this. And I got a lot of demons. This should take me a long time to prepare. But I couldn't be more blessed with a better fam, you know, base and better following. And, you know, who am I to say walking out of here with the medal sucks when I have, you know, my coach and all my support and everything, so couldn't be happy.
Your family and friends from all over that came here, what that was like wrestling in front of them here?
They're amazing. I'm just sorry I let them all down. You know, I know they'll say I didn't, but I wanted to come here with hardware, and I'm not leaving with it. It sucks.
Thanks, Jake.
Yeah, thank you guys.